Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, happy Monday. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Let's talk about Nico Collins, number one wide receiver in your heart, number one wide receiver for the Texans, and hopefully at some point, number one wide receiver in the league. What would it take to get there? Let's talk about it here in a minute. I started off the show, obviously wishing everybody, hope everybody had a good Father's Day yesterday. And I did talk about a little dilemma that I had because multiple people.
Happy Father's Day, man.
Yeah.
Thanks in advance, I guess, that's the best answer I got from Magic on the on the YouTube page.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't love it, but it's better than just like going through the
the whole awkward.
Yeah.
Well, actually,
I was like,
I kind of went through that yesterday too.
Oh, you had one of those?
Yes. This was worse. I was going to save it for a confession, but I went through that at church.
Because
they celebrate Father's Day at church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but at church, you just got to let everybody
that's what I'm saying. Like, I was walking in, happy Father's Day, man. I said, thank you, man. Appreciate it, big dog. You too, man. And then they gave me a little packet and everything. I'm just like, I'm just rolling with it. It's too much to be sitting there and like, actually, I'm not a father. And I don't have
awkward too much.
Yeah, so I just like, appreciate it, big dog. Mm-hmm.
And it's not even worth it at church because then they just going to pray for you. Like, no. We praying for when you become a father, my brother.
Yeah.
Then
my mother hit me up yesterday. This time next year,
you're going
to have a kid.
Don't do that to me.
God.
And I'm like, no, I'm not.
Yeah. You already got your dog.
And she said, it's part of God's plan.
There you go.
I'm like, well, you ain't God.
Yeah, you might have. Did you conspire with God? What happened here? All right. Let's talk about Nico Collins. He was on the Greenlight podcast with Chris Long. It was a very good listen, about a half hour. If you got it, I would encourage you to run it. But we'll give you some of it. And this, I want to start here with this is cut. And of course, as soon as I get to it, I have the wrong one here. Cut 13 here. This is Nico Collins talking about. Who are the wide receivers that he modeled his game after? Especially because, I mean, he's a bigger wide receiver, and you know some of his vets they were on this team at the time. You know, did not fit his size. So you're looking for people, even though they're giving you game, you look for people that fit the style of play. Who are those kind of big body type receivers that you styled your game after?
When I started playing football, I kind of idolized my game after Mike Evans, Larry Fitzgerald, Julio Jones. Just those bigger body receivers, you know, like just watching how they move at the line of scrimmage, you know, seeing how they create separation during the route, you know. So those guys I've always been studying. Like now I'm Mike Evans. That's my idol, man. I've been watching Mike Evans since Texas A&M when him and Johnny Manziel was just killing Bama, everybody. He's just running post routes, man. It's unstoppable, man. Like, and just now just watching Mike Evans, man, he's an underdog, you know what I'm saying, dog too. Like he – had 1K every single year. You've been in the league. Like, that's hard, you know? So I feel like that's one guy that's always been consistent. You know, I feel like as a receiver, you want to get that 1K.
He has a lot in common with Mike Evans, in my view, and not just on the field.
All right, give it to me, A&M, man.
But Mike Evans is so underappreciated. Everybody's like, he's great, but they don't put him up there, you know, with...
No all pros, though.
Get the hell out of here.
Hey, that's facts, man. We always talk about facts and stats.
But that might be part of what I'm saying. Like just Mr. Consistency, 1,000 yards every year, as you just heard him say. You know, clearly, you know, just one of the best in there. But when you start thinking, okay, best receiver in the game, you say, oh, Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase. What about Mike Evans? What about Nico?
You know, ain't got no all pros, man.
So
now the Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that is fair. And I think it's interesting also because you talk about being underappreciated, like how much of that is because of the size of the guys. Like it feels like the guys that are a little bit smaller, a little bit more shifty, get a little bit more love. And I mean, we see this in all sorts of sports, right? If you have more kind of the physical giftings, we kind of grade you on a little bit of a curve. But I mean, Nico Collins feels like he does all of the things that you could possibly ask for. But you kind of threw this out as a question. I want to dig into this. Like, who do you envision the opportunity or the instance where Nico Collins could be regarded as the best wide receiver in the league?
I think there is a path, and obviously a lot of it is tied in with the team's success. You know, you make a deep run, and Nico Collins is going to be out there in front of everybody that much more, making plays, presumably being one of the go-to guys. So you know, foremost, not that the team hadn't been successful, but you know what I'm talking about. Big run, you know. Championship game, Super Bowl, that type stuff, that is going to vault him into that hemisphere. But the other thing, he has very little control over. What's Nick Cayley? All the things we talk about. What's Nick Cayley offense going to look like? You know, is Jaden Higgins going to be the complement? Is Christian Kirk going to be the right kind of complementary receiver to give him the opportunity? The offensive line, you know, is C.J. Stroud going to be able to have that time to get the ball to him the way he does? The run game, the tight ends, all of it is going to help. Is going to affect, you know, whether Nico Collins has that kind of year, especially the other wide receivers to me. You know, if they can hold their own and draw some attention, then all of a sudden he becomes that big, you know, that much bigger a weapon.
Yeah, but one thing I would ask is, does it maybe, and maybe this is counterintuitive, is it possible that with how many weapons you have and really if you're utilizing the weapons and spreading it out, especially as we kind of anticipated going into last season, but with all the guys even going into this year, the idea – you know, obviously getting Christian Kirk his touches, getting the young cats when you talk about Higgins and maybe even Noel in special circumstances opportunities. And now you're adding in not just Joe Mixon, but the hope and the possibility that Nick Chubb can be a level of productive and possibly even just being a more running team than you had been in the past. Like, does that all of that lead to a situation where maybe Nico Collins isn't given as much love because it's just so much, you know, so much to go around with all of the guys in the offense, and it's more a well-rounded offense as opposed to what is more obvious in, hey, this guy right here is putting up incredible numbers, even though he often is putting up incredible numbers?
Well, I think it's going to affect it, but not necessarily that much. He's always going to be, until we see otherwise, the number one wide receiver. The number one wide receiver always gets, you know, the lion's share. And just the last 2 years alone, you know, he's gone over 1,000 yards. He's gone, you know, 80 catches and 68 catches. He's gotten his big touches. So I think a lot of times the complementary receivers, you know, help the number one guy. You know, they help the number one guy get those big plays.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, so this was Nico Collins again on the Greenlight Pod talking about making the jump in performance right around year two, three.
I feel like, man, my first 2 years was like not being healthy, not staying on the field.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a long season. They're from college. You know, you got that extra, the extra season you feel like, you know, 17 yeah. games in college, used to 12, 15 if you make it that far, you know. So for me, it was more just body fatigue, muscles, you know, just seeing how my groins and hamstrings can sustain, you know, 17 games, you know, practices, everything. So I feel like for me, man, it was always those first 2 years was, you know, groins, you know, hamstrings, the soft tissue injuries, you know, things that can really be preventable, you know, just based off your routine, based off what you're putting inside your body, you know, and just how you take care of your body, you know. So I feel like for me, my first 2 years, man, was a year to learn, you know, take, you know, advice from Brandon Cooks, Chris Conley, Dola, you know, guys that have been around the league for a minute, you know, that's been successful with their bodies, you know, just seeing what they're doing at the practice, you know, how they're taking care of their bodies and getting ready to prep for the game. And I feel like those my first 2 years, that's what I done. You know, I took notes, and leading to my third year, man, I feel like in that offseason, I took a huge jump. You know, I was like, I'm worried about my body, my legs, hammies, you know, I want to be able to be on the field with my teammates. You know, I want to be able to be out there, you know, entire time, you know, and work on my craft at the same time. So I feel like, man, after that, the second year, going to my third, man, that's when I hopped in, you know, Pilates, yoga, you know, trying to do little things, man, really my core, you know, and that's really been sticking to Pilates and yoga the entire time. So I feel like that's one thing that worked out for me now and continue to do it.
Yeah, and you know, his last 2 years, you could easily argue, especially per game, because he only played 12 games last year, still had over 1,000 yards. You can easily argue per game he's in that stratosphere, and all this stuff is obviously paying off. And you know, in 2023, C.J. Stroud had an enormous year. They were able to, you know, to use different wide receivers, and he still got his. So I think he is on track to be that, but it also depends on how far this team goes.
Yeah, and I mean, you talk about last year, and the likes of Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson. Funny enough, Puka Nacua third in yards per game amongst wide receivers. But those guys are the guys you're talking about as his competition for the best dudes in the league. Those guys are damn near 90 to 100 yards per game, but they're also getting, you know, another couple, a target or two more than Nico Collins. So I think that, again, is he going to be able to be funneled in the ball a little bit more in that way to get that? And I don't know if that's as productive as you want it to be, funneling him the ball as much because you want it to be as spread out because you have the talent around him. I did find it interesting, though, that he was talking about the jump for him was doing the things to keep yourself healthy. Not just being healthy, not as like a factor of a level of fortune, but as a factor of like putting in. Because I mean, maybe it's just so fresh on the mind with Nick Caserio talking about it late last week on Thursday with Payne and Pendergast. The idea of with Christian Harris, like,
yeah.
I don't think he was specifically speaking to Christian Harris. But, you know, well, you know, sometimes with injuries, it's, you know, guys doing the work. Like, I find that interesting that those two sentiments came so close together and how much that is. Like, is it possible that it really is just Nico finding a way to be healthy is the difference between being top five and maybe being contender for the best one?
Again, the last 2 years will show you that the answer to that is yes. I never really subscribe to, well, there's only one ball. Yeah, the other guys are going to get theirs, but if you're the number one right receiver,
so you see multiple balls on the field.
No, that
do,
you know,
do we need to go to the optical?
That he won't get as many touches.
We need to go to optometrist.
By the way, John, there is one ball. No, not that so much. Literally, as he's still going to have even more opportunities, more opportunities for drives, more opportunities for longer drives, more opportunities when the other guys start getting attention. It's going to be there for him.
Yeah, I think that is the interesting thing. Keeping the ball and not turning the ball over, not having as many you know, three and outs, not having as many situations where you're behind the sticks. That'll probably go a long way in giving Nico more opportunities to hopefully be, you know, the type of wide receiver where he gets even more love, even more respect that it feels like he is due. There was a lot of more interesting things when it came to Nico Collins that I think we'll dig into. And yeah, Fernando, you're right. Like a complete season and a playoff run with the high profile opportunities would be a big thing. Only four of those games this year of like a primetime games for you this year. But yeah, doing it also in a playoff setting where people can get where everybody's watching, right? Those island games, which the playoffs end up being as well, would help in a great way. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Like I said, we'll return to more of what Nico was talking about, C.J. Stroud, this defense he got in depth with Chris Long, and we'll circle back to that. But right now, let's go, or coming up next, let's get into our question of the day, inspired by JJ Spawn. And if you said who, don't worry about it. Winning
JJ
the U.S. Open. Are there names that tell you anything, all that you need to know about a person, or names that trigger you? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.